Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That was absolutely minging. Do you want to make any more noise? It's the etiquette for gulping.
I'll show you later.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sex with My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like how do I get more followers on TikTok? You're all a set of shits. We've got to start somewhere, right? And I don't want your pity tags either. I'll build them up myself. Is it possible to sprinkle sparkle spunk like Campman? Merch out now. And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usually lagging the answer. Are we, William Hansen? TikToker.
No, we're not Jordan North. I'm all petty fool. No, we're not Jordan North. I'm more petty for. You're more petty for Lou. I like that. That's from Zachary Reed Phelps.
Aren't those yogurts that babies
yes.
eat?
Yeah. Mm. I think Zachary is saying there that you are a baby. That's the subtext of that.
What's petty fours?
Petty four, little sort of sweet things that you get at the end of a meal with coffee.
Like an after eight?
Mm. Is an after eight a petty four? Discuss. I'd say that's an after dinner mint.
What's a petty? It's petty
like,
four.
You often
chocolate.
Get like a little piece of Turkish delight or macaron or little chocolatey things.
I'm into macarons.
Are you?
I'd only had them for the first time and thought they were absolutely disgusting. But that is because Hattie made them me. And she won't mind me saying that. Love you, Hattie.
Will she?
Oh, she sent me out a nice bottle of whiskey as well, did Hattie.
Oh, but that's nice.
She made macarons.
Yeah.
Is it macarons or macaroons?
Macaroons are bigger. Macarons are the small ones.
She met them when I lived here in Manchester and they were bloody awful. Honestly. I would have been better having bleach on toast. And then I had them recently and I was like, oh, they're nice, these.
They're very hard to get right.
Yes, they are.
As Hattie found out.
Yes.
But yes, they are, they're a skill.
She Oh, do you mind? She was a vegetarian then.
Well, she still is now.
Do you remember I said, do you want some of me spring roll, and they had meat in them.
Was it a duck spring roll?
Yeah. I thought they were veggie.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, those were days.
Yes.
Anyway,
let's do a toast. Do you want another one? You can't even probably open your sippy cup.
I can't open my
sippy.
Do
week.
I really have to use this sippy cup?
I think it screws off.
How tight's your grip? No wonder Mikey's eyeballs are popping out. Jesus.
You are disgusting.
I can't undo that. I actually can't undo it.
Can we also just talk about something that happened just a minute ago? Oh, there we go, you've done it. Hilariously, so we were about to record and my phone went. And I did, as I often do when the phone goes, I went, I better get this, it's bound to be someone important, which is a Hyacinth thing. And it turns out it was the postman from Keeping Up Appearances. Which is great timing.
Is this for your other podcast?
This is for my other podcast, which is back in just a few weeks. Mm. But yes, it was lovely. So,
hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan, indeed. Oh, right. There we go. Oh, gosh, it's dripping. I have to lick that up. There we go. Right.
Do I really have to use my sippy cup?
You cannot be trusted with glassware.
Can if I do well this week, can I go back to glassware next week?
I'll consider it.
Okay.
You're one to, don't get cross with me making noise when I'm drinking, and you've just done that.
Okay, who would toasting to?
We're toasting Lexi.
Oh, hi, Lexi.
Who listened to an episode whilst running the Cambridge Half Marathon and raised £2,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
Lexi.
Congratulations,
this
Lexi.
This is to you. And it's because we're very good for marathon training, as we discovered a few weeks ago.
That's fantastic. Deep heat. Just wash your hands afterwards.
What?
Deep heat.
For what?
After a marathon, a half marathon, but wash your hands afterwards.
Deep heat could be a drag name, couldn't it?
It very much could so. But just wash your hands. Because it's not nice on the old bollocks. Unless you're into that.
I don't think many people are.
How's your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, Mike is very worried about our future travel lives. He suddenly was sitting on the sofa and he sort of piped up with, we've only got 40 years left to travel.
Oh, God, he's so dramatic.
He's so morbid.
Oh, is that what he said? 40 years is a long time. And you've probably got more than that. We'll, you know.
Yeah, hopefully we will live a bit longer, you know, each generation.
You don't smoke, you don't drink much, really, do you? You don't smoke much.
I've never smoked. I've said this before, no fag has ever touched these lips.
So he's worried that
he's very worried.
Okay.
You're travelling more and more. Now that you're not worried about planes quite so much, obviously you've gone to Skegness a few times.
Yeah. I've not got that much booked in this year.
You need a holiday.
I know.
You'll need one after the next couple of weeks. Very busy.
I've got Ibiza, Mykonos, Barcelona.
So I thought you said you haven't got anything booked.
Ibiza again and then Spain in end of August.
Is that to see your parents?
I need to go out and see them.
Jordan, that's four holidays.
I've not got all booked till June. I'm not going to wait till June.
Oh, God, how will you cope?
I know. Well, that's just normal, isn't it? That's when most people go away. Not like you. You're away every other week.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not leaving the bloody country again after what happened a few weeks ago.
You're not allowed to either.
No. I genuinely am worried.
You're on the FBI list.
Hilariously, I was at that finishing school for various meetings, and one of which, you know, they were saying, oh, well, you know, maybe next time you're over, we can work together, etc. I don't think that's going to be a possibility.
Okay. You'll be fine.
Alas.
What else has been going on?
Well, you're on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's have a little check on your followers.
Okay. We're getting there. You're so patronising.
I'm not patronising. I'm announcing it so you can get your first couple of followers.
So, you...
You have got... Wow! 1,719 followers.
If you
that is very good.
If you're listening, Gene Divas, if you'd like to give me a following on TikTok...
Oh, look, you've even put one of our videos on your TikTok.
Yes, it's...
with 100 likes. That's nice. Hilariously, TikTok... TikTok at the top. You know, at the search bar where it sort of summarises what it's about. On this one, it's lower middle class.
It's Jordan North TikTok, if you're listening now. I'm not the best at social media. I like to have a private life, unlike some who just haul themselves out on there for likes and followers.
Should we just see how many I've... Oh, 1.7 million.
Wow.
So hang on. You've got... 1,700. Obviously, I've said this before, I'll say it again. Social media following counts for nothing in real life, Gene Divas. If you are a nice, decent human being, that is all that matters.
You WhatsApp me going, I've tagged you in my TikTok. hope that gives your follow count a bit of digital mouth to mouth. How did this happen?
Can I say?
When we're in the street now, when we walk down the street together, I take pictures of him. People are like, oh, excuse me, can you? I'm like, yeah, sure. It literally, how did this happen? Like, we've got, oh my God, you're the etiquette guy. None of them know his name. You're the etiquette guy off TikTok. But if you're on TikTok, give us a follow. I'm terrible with social media.
You've got two videos up. That's half the battle. You need your own viral Freddy.
I would have thrived in the 90s when there was no TikTok and stuff and Twitter.
I do watch anything 90s, obviously keeping up appearances, but like films like Father of the Bride or those sort of 90s era. And I do just think now life was just a little bit simpler.
Oh, definitely.
Like Noel's House Party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I watched a clip of Mr. Blobby and actually Hyacinth Bouquet for the other podcast. And Mr. the joke... with Mr. Blobby was a man in a rubber suit who would just walk in and just go blobby, 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 and crash into things. And that was funny.
Don't quote me on this.
Yes.
I think it got cancelled because it slipped to below 14 million viewers. That's mad. And that, I think it might be less than 10.
Well, there were really only sort of four or five channels at the time. Yeah. So it was quite easy to get that viewership.
Yeah. Though 2007 were best year. Music were best. Fashion. It was just before.
Well, that's not the 90s.
We still had phones, but they weren't quite. Mm. It was the Motorola Razr. What was it?
Yes, the flip phone.
Yeah, I bet you had that.
I did,
yeah.
Yes.
All the rich kids at school. I didn't have that. I had my dad's hand me down. But
what phone did you have?
It was a little silver thing.
Okay.
I had a Nokia 3310, but I lost it.
Do you know what I found the other day on my Apple Music? You can see what your very first purchase was.
Mine was Geordie Shore. That's so weird.
Geordie Shore?
Yeah. I downloaded the series.
Oh, no.
Well, the tonsillitis. So.
Music?
Yeah.
So your first thing was a TV thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine was the Columbia Ballroom Orchestra doing the YMCA. I've still got it.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing?
I can remember downloading it at my granny and granddad's when I got my first iPod.
Of course you had an iPod. I lost that as well. I lose so many things.
It's going.
Keep it open. How old were you?
Well, if Grandad was still alive, I would have been 12.
So you downloaded... That was the first thing you downloaded?
Yep.
Show me, oh, maybe it wasn't.
It's good.
I'm sorry, but we've got to have this for our interval music.
None of your modern rubbish,
Let's
Stuart.
Have that. That is fantastic. We've got to have this as people are going up to get their drinks. That's a fair play to you. And if people ever say, is he really like this in real life? I'm like, proof in the pudding right there. You mentioned him before,
yes.
Viral Freddy, who I'm a bit obsessed with.
Yeah.
I set up a WhatsApp group with me, William, and Viral Freddy.
Okay, can I, for context, before you go any further, Jordan North obviously famously doesn't like messages, people messaging him. We've all seen the screenshots where you've had 286 unread messages. You always say, oh, not another group. And then he creates one.
It's the first time I've ever created a group.
I know. And I sort of looked at it and thought I had sort of died because something so untoward had happened. And we had some fun messages.
Yeah. So I set this up. I'm shit on technology. Do you know how long it took me to post that video on TikTok? I posted that video, but it had like an overlay of some song on it or something. I'm literally like a nan trying to change channel with a glasses case. But I set up this because of our pot noodle ad that we did, I got a DM that said, forget the pot noodle, can I slurp and gag on you, Geordie? And I just knew William and Freddie would absolutely love that. So I sent a screenshot of it. And yes, William replied. And it was just then, it was literally...
I don't think you can read out any of the messages.
It was just cat amongst the pigeons. These two just trying to out-gay each other. William was, he can be your Bombay bad boy anytime.
Yeah.
Freddie said, I can't read that. Yeah.
But I will, to the highest bidder, send you the screenshots.
I mean, absolute filth from two very posh boys. Bend it like Beckham, says Freddie. I'd enter Will Best, however, says William Hanson.
Well, yes. Will Best's video came up of him around the... Have you seen it? Oh, have a look. Of him going around the Celebrity Big Brother house naked. Mm. And it just had been posted. And it was on the night of the Big Brother launch. And we were discussing that.
Freddie's replied in the group, said, we're talking about you now. He's put, FML, what are you saying now? I'll have no dirty laundry left soon.
Has he just replied now?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, you're texting now in a work environment.
Yeah.
Right. Noted.
He's saying,
I just because he's messaged you doesn't mean to say you have to reply. Just
obsessed with him. I've never met anyone like him. It's like a caricature of you. Anyway, go on.
I'm also starting, we talk about coffee a lot on this podcast. In coffee shops, people that order things like chai lattes or oat milk lattes, anything with milk, basically.
My milkman gave me 3 bottles of oat milk this week.
Wondered what you were going to say.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice. Semi? Was it a gold top? Anyway. Anyway, I'm slightly worried. You know the steam wand at the side of coffee machines, and they sort of froth the milk up to make it frothy, and then they wipe it down with a rag because I think they've got to wipe it down immediately because obviously if it's hot and milk, you don't it'll smell. How often does that rag get changed?
Well, they do have like certain standards and inspections. So
yeah, but I'm slightly worried once in these coffee shops. If you are a barista, once a month, I'd say once an hour.
I went for a little walk on Sunday and got a coffee, and it was my first one, so I asked for an extra shot, and it was, you would have loved it. It was still like muddy water.
How rude.
It was.
I mean, with tea towels in general, I don't want to do tea towel chat again. I get slightly worried when I go away, for example, like Geneva, and I'm only away for 2 nights, and I will come home, and I've never told him this, I probably need to tell him this before this goes out, and I'll look at the tea towel and I'll go, that is the same tea towel that was out when I went away.
That's horrible. You need to get what I have, what they use. You know when you go to get your car valeted and they've got like those big...
Sorry, stop. Rewind.
What?
When you go to get your car valeted...
You know when you go to Tesco's and they've got the car washers.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and they've got like those rags, like those orange rags. And they've got a fluffy side on them. It's basically like a fibre cloth. I use that, but don't have it out on cooker.
For dishes?
But just for everything, for wiping stuff. It's better than a tea towel, but I hide it because it looks horrible.
Okay.
Are we really talking about tea towels again?
I have. We've got a car now. We didn't have a car for many years, but we've got a car. I need to take it for valeting, which will make a change, because I used to go to those sort of, you know, manual car washers, and I had all these sort of Polish men all over me. Didn't have a car, but I went down the lane myself.
Get jet washed by a pole.
Yes.
Anything anyway, else been going on?
No, not really. How about you?
Getting crunch time now. Crunch time. Yeah, but we're getting there.
Okay.
Everyone keeps saying to me, how's your gardening leave? How are you in yourself? I'm like, I've never been busier. Some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm buzzing. Oh my God, don't mess this up.
Are you trying to train yourself into the earliest starts?
I get up pretty early. A lot of people think I get up about 6 anyway.
Yeah, but you're going to have to start work at 6.
And for the first couple of weeks.
Are you 6 until 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to start getting up at, first couple of weeks, I'll get up at 4 to get in for 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think once we get going.
How long does it take? If I woke you up imagine we're in bed together and I wake you up. How long would it take for you to be go ready?
Half hour, 40 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to get up at half, going forward, I'll get up at 4:30, leave the house at 5, get there for 5:15, and then I've got a good 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lovely. Mm. Well, we're all very excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait to listen. I will actually listen.
Thank you.
Because actually, that is actually when I listen to the radio is the mornings. Mm. After that, it's Jonathan. He starts at 10. So
I am worried, but also, I don't know, because it has been known that I'm not great in the mornings.
No. Well, no comment.
No, I'm not great at airports in the mornings when everyone's pestering me.
So maybe what you're asking your new listeners is don't text in
for the first hour. Yeah.
Just let him be.
Okay.
I think it'll be wonderful.
I can't wait.
It's a new approach to breakfast shows where the host is just as full of disdain and irritation for everyone. Too many hosts are too happy. And what Jordan North will be offering his listeners is back chat.
That's not true. We've been doing a lot, some run for
instance. Yes, but what time have you been doing your pilots?
about 10, 11.
Can you see where this...
Can I just big up Chris and Sean and that whole team, who, by the way, like, have been getting in at 5 in the morning, and then Knobhead here comes in at 10, 11, whinging that he's tired, and then doing... And they've been working off, like, bless them. They've worked so hard. And
self-awareness.
They've been great. Like, they've done a full show. And I know you're probably listening, going, I'm only doing 4 hours. Like, 4 hours on air, giving it your all. And anyway, they've been great.
After the break, June Divas, it's time for my etiquette etymology. And we are going to talk about, and this was requested a lot over Christmas and New Year in that limbo week that we were mentioning last week. We put a thing out on social saying, send us in your suggestions for etiquette etymology. And lots of people out of the blue came in with, why do we say Gordon Bennett and who the heck was he?
Gordon Bennett, he used to play, he was a keeper, weren't he, for England?
Well, not in my notes.
Gordon Bennett.
Yes. So after the break, we'll explore Gordon Bennett. We'll see you in a minute.
Oh, we've got a voice note from Freddie. We'll do that after the break as well. That'll keep you tuned.
Just do the fucking podcast with Freddie.
Don't play the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's William, the etiquette geek. His knowledge is quite unique. He'll give you manners, a subtle tweak. It's time for William's etiquette-etymology of the week.
All right, Gene Davis, thanks for sticking with us. It's now time for William Hanson's etiquette-etymology of the week. And now we're finding out why we say Gordon Bennett.
Indeed. So lots of people will say Gordon Bennett as sort of an expression of, oh, Gordon Bennett, rather than the F word or something worse. Generally, there are two candidates as to who this Gordon Bennett was. First is James Gordon Bennett Sr. He was from 1795 to 1872. And his son, James Gordon Bennett Jr. from 1841 to 1918. They were both born in Scotland. And the senior was the founder of the New York Herald and famous for the world's first newspaper interview. However, it is his son, the junior, who is the likely source. He was a playboy and rather notorious figure who loved to shock and surprise. A bit like you. In fact, he holds the Guinness Book of Records entry for greatest engagement faux pas. Apparently, on one very drunken occasion, he turned up late to a rather swanky party held by his future in-laws and ended up urinating into a fireplace in full view of everyone.
Oh, God.
Obviously, he was from Burnley. The engagement, unsurprisingly, was broken off. So one theory is that we say his name when we are shocked.
Gordon Bennett.
However, it's also possible that Gordon Bennett is a minced oath, as we call it, using his name, popular at the time, instead of saying Gore Blimey, which is a shortening of God Blind
Isn't
Me.
Isn't it Core Blimey? Core Blimey.
I think Core is the sort of the secular version of God Blimey or Gore Blimey. So, yeah, either way, we don't really know, but it's probably that Gordon Bennett was a bit of a cad and a bounder, and so people would say his
name. That's very good. Also, we've had a voice note from Viral Freddy and all. Pot Noodle group chat. Do you want to hear it?
I mean, we haven't heard this.
Hello, boys. I hope you're both well.
Told you I am absolutely obsessed. This is not an impression. This isn't somebody doing... This is a 22-year-old boy.
21.
21-year-old boy who's friends with William, who films all his videos. Have a listen.
Hello, boys. I hope you're both well. Maybe today will be the episode that Jordan's impression of me is remotely accurate.
Sounds like Jack Whitehall, doesn't it?
Speaking of camp, sorry, I did say Jordan, didn't I? I just had a look at the Pot Noodle video, and the comments that Jordan, you've put underneath there are just the most hung culture thing I've ever seen. I just love it. We thought that Amanda Holden was Global's.
Okay, we'll pause it there. We'll pause that there. Thank you very much.
Can we say, just to clarify, he said Hun culture, not hung culture. Just clarifying there.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you pressed play there.
Anyway, let's move on from that. Wow. Let's go into your problems and dilemmas. Remember, if you need our help with something, then we'd love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can DM us, we're @sexandmyboss on socials, or you can write to William, who, in the fullness of time, promises a handwritten reply and one of our luxury greeting cards with executive self-seal envelopes. The address for that is on the website, which is sexandmyboss.com.
Marvellous. This is from Anonymous. Hi, William Jordan and Chairman Emeritus Stuart. I'm getting in touch with a very peculiar situation that has emerged in my flat share recently. I live with three other females. One is 30, another is 29, and I'm 28. We also have a 26-year-old student living with us, or so we thought. After an offhand comment was made, we started to Google the 26-year-old and found multiple articles and records that suggest she's not actually 26, but rather 32. At this point, the spirit of Miss Marple took over us and we started to investigate her boyfriend. This showed us that her boyfriend is 25 years old, so our working theory is that she doesn't want to be much older than her boyfriend. We are talking to this girl the other day and she referenced her age as being 26, despite having also made comments recently that do not make sense, including that her over 70-year-old mum was 40 when she was born. So my question for you both is, what's the etiquette for asking someone why they're so committed to lying about their age when it doesn't really matter? Thanks, Anonymous. What a weird one.
Mm.
I knew someone once, they for about 3 weeks before I took over English Manor, worked for English Manor, who would go on about her fiancé, and it turns out they weren't even engaged, but she said fiancé because she thought it sounded better. Which is sort of classic Hyacinth Bouquetism.
Oh, okay. Mm. I've got a mate who even now, I couldn't tell you how old he is.
Really?
I know he's a bit older than me, but I don't know if he's like, yeah.
Is that because he's had a lot of work done?
He's 29, 28.
What? Shut up.
No, that's what he's been saying.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Yeah. But I know he's older than me. Mm. Yeah.
People get very funny about age.
Mm.
Look, Anonymous, in this instance... I think it's just a bit of an in joke.
How old are you, Stuart? 36. What do you say? 38.
Not long left. Don't buy any green bananas. I would say in this instance, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
It's
just leave
I was waiting for that to be worse.
Also, like, it doesn't sound like there's a big age gap. Why would a 32-year-old want to live with a load of 26-year-olds?
Well, I would say once you get to... I think when people get to 25...
Yeah.
That's when actually age stops becoming... Like, yeah. The difference between 21 and 23 is massive.
When I was 18, I thought someone who was 34 would be old.
Mm.
And I'm 34 now. And yeah. I don't feel old.
No. You look it, but you don't feel it.
I know. I'm starting making noises when I get up from settee as well, which is really worrying.
Talking of age, and actually, I'm going to ask you this now.
All I want to do, honestly, you know what? Sometimes I just want to go home and have a brew.
I'm going to pick up on something that someone sent me in DMs, and I think I've seen on a YouTube comment.
Go on.
Have you had Botox?
No. I've had a few of this. I can promise you, hand on heart, I've not had any Botox lifts or anything.
No.
Why would you say that?
No. No, I can see it now. Now I can see you up close. But I wondered if you'd had it on your eyes.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm using
moisturizer.
I'm using a different serum at night now.
Serum.
What's it called?
Serum.
And I've gone back to your original
caffeine drops. Okay.
And I've cut out the booze a lot this year.
Mm.
And everyone says, "Oh, your skin looks good." Yeah. I'm not drinking as much beer.
No.
Because when I'm on piss, it shows in my face.
It does.
I'm blotchy.
Hmm. Okay, well, I just wanted to ask that.
I say that at the time of recording, I'm doing a Thursday till Sunday session this weekend.
A Thursday yeah. till Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going out tonight. And Friday, I'm going out with new breakfast team. And Callum, my new producer, he likes a Guinness. I'll do Guinness joke for him, actually. That'll break the ice. So I'm going out with them.
That'll break your ice or get you fired.
Saturday, I'm meeting James Robinson on Saturday, I think.
Oh, right.
Okay. And then Sunday, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm up pissed all weekend,
well,
basically.
Next week you'll look tired. Mm. Yeah, Anonymous, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. What else?
This is from Lisa. Hello, Will and Jordan.
I've never called you Will.
No.
I call you Willie.
Hmm. Yes, well.
Big Willie.
Let's.
Big Willie.
Let's stick with William. I'm a keen follower of your advice and wanted assistance with a work dilemma. I work with a small team of females who are relatively health conscious and disciplined with their diet. On occasion, we will have a blowout, don't we all, and share good food and great banter. A new member of the team has joined and she is a fastidious feeder. Every day she brings home baked goods, chocolates, themed confectionery and treats in an attempt to build bonds with her new team. I have politely on several occasions asked my colleagues not to bring in such a volume of treats because we all want to eat it. She continues to disregard these requests and I was wanting some advice on how to deal with this. All members of the team feel the same and have also asked for a ceasefire on the sugar because our self-control is failing us. Thanks in advance. Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, some people will be listening to this and be like, oh, but I agree with this. And I read something recently that was like, don't take donuts into the office. It's all right every now and then. But if you're eating donuts every day and stuff, what was your advice for this? Because
she means well, Lisa's work colleague. But yes, I think, I mean, look, you've spoken to her, but if you've spoken to her and then she continues to do it, then she shouldn't get too upset that you're not doing it because you've given her fair warning.
Yeah, like do it and then try and show some restraint.
And if everybody keeps going, I'm okay, thank you.
She'll get the hint.
Person,
yeah.
Whatever their name is. Hopefully they get the message.
Sorry, I sounded a bit miserable then. It's nice when people bring cupcakes and stuff in.
But every, like on a Friday.
Yeah, like once a month or something, or once every couple of weeks, but every...
Obviously, I don't work in offices, but I don't get this weird, like, it's your birthday, so you have to bring in the cake.
Well, it works both ways.
Everyone else should do the cake. Mm. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I find it very queer. So, Lisa, I would not... What?
No.
I wouldn't. Just
stop it.
You've done everything you can do.
So hard, though, isn't it, when you're having a brew. And...
I think Lisa is looking for us to tell her that she's not a bad person. What?
Sorry, that was my back. That's my age. Yeah, you're not a bad person, Lisa.
You're not a bad person.
Can I just say, you're looking really trim at the moment.
Oh, I don't feel it.
You've just.
Sorry, I completely
always
reacted.
Go mad at me for that.
Yeah.
When I take the compliment.
Thank you.
You look trim at the moment.
Gorge, thank you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's where you get those corsets from. Really. No, that was horrible. You look really good. And you look very slim in the face as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, we can't all use a beard to cover it up.
Beards make you look fatter, actually.
They do, actually, yeah. But they also can slim down.
Can they?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm joking, though. You look gorgeous.
Thanks.
It's lovely.
Oh, get out of
that
town.
Gastric bypass has really worked.
I've not had. And people, I've never had Botox. I tell you when my dad got Botox. My mum made
Did your dad have Botox?
Yeah, she took him to Be Beautiful in Hutton in Preston. And all I'm going to say to you is, he had it done in just above his eyes. He looked like Adam West from Batman. You know, Batman's little painted on eye. They were up here. Fucking hell, Wendy, I can't meet it. Like, he just didn't suit it.
No. Mm. Hilarious. This is from Anonymous. Hello, William Jordan.
Oh, my dad's old army mates listening. Yes, that happened.
Hello, William Jordan.
Oh, we found out who my godfather is. Oh, he's a copper at Met now.
Is he?
Yeah, my dad sent me his number. We're going to meet up. Nice. We found out who he is. One of my dad's old army mates.
Right. Can I also say there's no room on guest list now for anyone else?
Okay. Yeah. He's a corporate Met.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's put me in touch.
Obviously, very
He's not
close.
Seen me since I was a baby.
No.
And he was really pissed at the christening, apparently.
Was he?
And do you know my cake said Gordon on it?
Did it?
Yeah. Anyway. Gordon Bennett. Carry on.
This is from Anonymous. Hello, William Jordan, Chairman Emeritus Stewart. I wonder if you could help me with the correct etiquette for a situation I found myself in a little while ago. I was living in the UK but working in the USA, and on this particular occasion I had flown back on a delayed red-eye flight. Upon landing, I made my way back to meet my friends for a few drinks at our local pub, but a few drinks turned into an all-day drinking session.
Oh, yes.
I left the pub, went to the local Chinese takeaway and headed home. I put my key in the door and put my takeaway on the side and ran upstairs to the bathroom. I was sitting there minding my own business when I heard footsteps coming up the stairs. I lived alone at the time, so it was normal to leave the bathroom door open. A complete stranger then poked a head around the corner of the bathroom and we met each other with direct eye contact and a mutual look of horror. We then began to have a conversation through the now closed bathroom door, which was quite strange. In my jet-lagged, alcohol-fueled state, I had forgotten that I didn't actually live there anymore.
Brilliant. My dad did this once as well.
Did he?
Yeah, he got pissed in mess. He'd been on it all weekend. And funnily enough, went in wrong house and got in bed with Vicky Daly. Who, Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler?
Oh!
Yeah.
That was a story anyway.
No, he did. He's done that before.
She became Vicky Knightley. I had sold the house 2 weeks prior to coming home, which the stranger politely reminded me of. I didn't know what to say to her. I did ask if I could borrow some toilet paper, and I quickly wrapped things up. When I was leaving the house, takeaway in hand, she handed me a box of adult magazines, which she had found in the loft. I'd like to know what is the correct...
Where the hell is this going?
What is the correct etiquette for this situation? Was I right to ask to borrow some toilet paper? Should I feel guilty about not replacing the toilet paper? They obviously be loo paper. Should I be embarrassed about the box of personal effects handed to me? I often see this lady around the village I live in and always find it quite awkward. Thanks in advance for your help, Anonymous.
Right,
Wendy, can I borrow your husband?
Right, so let me pick up here. He got that pissed. He went to Chinese. Went in wrong house and had a shit in his neighbour's house. And he thought it was his house.
Yeah.
Well, fair play. Fair play. I think you should pop a note in to say thank you.
A little letter.
Yeah. A little letter.
And maybe a pack of loo roll on the door.
Yeah. A little letter. And some Andrex.
Or whichever brand you use.
Oh, Charmin.
Bar-bum.
Yeah. What toilet paper brand do you use?
Do you know, I don't know. I think it's just supermarket own.
Is it? You use supermarket own?
The supermarket is Waitrose, but it's supermarket own.
Oh. See, have I changed? No, this is a sign of getting
old. Do you use the cashmere one?
No, I like the little moist tissue paper style. Little wet wipes. No, because I've seen it on TikTok.
Really?
It's only our cup. You think about it, right?
But you shouldn't flush a wet wipe.
No, it's not. They're flushable tissue. They're not wet wipes, I think. And this guy said on TikTok that, like, when you're gardening.
When you're gardening? Gardening.
When you go, say you were gardening and you had mud on your hands, you'd wash your hands, wouldn't you? You wouldn't get tissue paper and wipe it off. So why would you do that with your bum hole?
Good to know. I learnt yesterday that the study of bottom holes is called proctology.
And you're an expert in proctology.
Aren't we all?
What? So there's people like gynecologists who are...
If you are a proctologist, you specialise in bottoms and pelvic floors.
Do you want to do another one?
Yes, all right. This is from George. Hello, William Jordan, the one on sabbatical who shall not be named, Diego et al. Al's back.
Sabbatical? He's nearly 30.
He is 30. I'm emailing you regarding a behaviour I've noticed from various colleagues throughout the years, and I'd like to hear both your opinions on an unseemly behaviour. For context, I have ADHD and I am germophobic, so I tend to be a bit more observant than the average person when it comes to cleanliness. On multiple occasions, I've noticed colleagues using the facilities at work and then not washing their hands. Ugh. I work in a big office and I frequently meet and interact with multiple people, many of whom I might not have been previously introduced to, and as the custom dictates, whenever an introduction is made, I extend my hand for a handshake. I'm sure you can understand my disgust when I've been introduced to someone I've previously noticed not washing their hands after relieving themselves. How would you go about avoiding such a handshake? Thank you, from George.
George, the worst is, because I feel like I'm, because I always clean my hands a bit
like of a clean freak.
Oh, you're anal about it, aren't you?
Really am. And my worry is because I'm meeting a lot of people at the moment, like new people. Mm. I'll just come out the bathroom and go, oh, hiya, this is Jordan. And I'll shake the hand and my hand will still be wet. And that's the worst, shaking someone with a wet
hand. Can we talk about, hand dryers are becoming horrifically bad. All these modern ones.
They're better than the old crappy.
There's one in particular where it's just so loud and so ineffective.
Dyson.
No.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah, Accelerator.
Piss
and it's
everywhere.
Cold as well. Make it slightly warm. Mm.
I know someone that's got one fitted in there downstairs.
Yeah,
is it Danny Milo? I've meant that up. It might be. All right, Danny, if you're listening. I know Danny had a urinal fitted in his downstairs toilet.
If I were Prime Minister, I would ban them.
Danny Milo and Rosie, best radio presenters. Honestly, they're brilliant.
Why am I not doing this podcast with them?
You should be. I was like, their show is brilliant.
Mm. No, I know, it's very good. Yeah. Mikey was at school with Danny Milo.
Get away!
Yeah, I've told you this before.
Did Mikey and Danny go to Thingy? He's a good lad, Danny. I've not seen him for ages, but I think he had a Dyson fitted in his. You think I'm a radio geek? Oh, him and Jordan Hemingway together. Hello, Jordan. Christ. They'd make me look cool. Them two. Anyway.
What was that letter about? It is rude to refuse to shake someone's hand in any instance.
Fist bumps. Just do some fist bumps.
I think you just have to carry some antibac gel with you. Mm. Don't apply that antibac gel in front of somebody, but you are only responsible for your own actions. You can't change other people. And sadly, I don't like germs, but germs are part of life.
Katie Fistleton cracks me up. She's always got antibac with her. Is it Katie on the raid? They'll shake their hands and then squirt it straight on after in front of them.
Oh, no. No, I think that's a bit much.
Lovely to meet you. Yeah. lovely to meet you. Yeah. Anyway, go on, we'll do another.
Okay, this is from Katie from Blackpool. Dear William and Jordan, I'm not sure whether to laugh or cry.
Oh, it's a good start.
I'm currently sitting in the bathroom dictating this email as I have had to act promptly following my partner's actions. The plot thickens. Around 10 minutes ago, we had some extremely good intercourse. Thanks for letting us know. Lots of eye contact and tender words were shared.
Oh, are they messaging straight after it?
This was then thrown on its arse by my partner, coming to completion and shouting, sprinkle sparkles.
No!
Whilst looking into my eyes. Wow. We're both big Sexted fans, I can tell.
Yeah.
And
oh,
we've
made it.
Even own a hardcover book each so that we could read your book together. However, this of me may have been a step too far. You were both included in one of our most intimate moments. I'd like to make that clear. That was a Jordan thing. Do I wean him off the podcast or allow this to happen again? Thanks, Katie from Blackpool.
Katie from Blackpool, this is brilliant. Can you imagine just about to do it? You look at me and go, sprinkle, sparkle, spunk.
Advent.
Yeah, this is brilliant. This is my legacy now. This is better than Wendy.
Okay.
Weird to say that in the same sentence.
Yeah.
Wendy, can I borrow your potato peeler? Sprinkle, sparkle, spunk is... I frighten myself, William. I really do. I scare myself.
And that's why Global have signed you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we can say sprinkle, sparkle, spunk on air, but...
Not in the 6 to 7 hour. Maybe the 9 till 10.
No, we'll probably get away with it then. I don't think you can say spunk on the radio. But yeah, that's brilliant. Let's try and... do you know what? You know we used to get people to shout Wendy and do it as a call sign on radio?
No.
Hear me out, Gene Divas. Next time you're at it, say sprinkle, sparkle, spunk. When you're about to. I think this could be our new thing. So... And even better if your partner or whoever you have an intercourse with is, rattling away.
I'm just remaining silent.
Say sprinkle, sparkle, spunk. Just picture the scene. When is it you do it now? Is it Tuesday or Thursdays? Your weekly sex session. Thursday afternoon. And you're just there. Horizontal.
Poor Mikey has to cope with enough of this podcast in his life. I cannot bring sprinkle, sparkle, spunk.
Sprinkle, sparkle, spunk! You'd love it.
Thank you for your questions and dilemmas today. Remember, you can listen and watch every... Can we get videos of that?
Or... No, we cannot ask for videos of G and Divas. Okay. Yeah, I do not want that.
No, we don't want your videos.
We do not.
Slide into our DMs. I'm
no.
Remember, you can listen and watch every Tuesday.
Unless you're called Sean.
Friday. Mendes.
Yes. My friend Stephen met him.
I've met him.
I know, but...
When did you meet him?
He met him at Paris Fashion Week.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And didn't know who he was. Then was like, is that the person you like? Yes. Although, Sean, if you're listening, take that stupid toothpick out of your mouth. It's literally Paris Fashion Week with like a toothpick in it.
Fashionable, isn't it?
It's not fashionable. It's disgusting.
I bet you Shawn Mendes wears a neckerchief.
Yeah. There's only one thing that should be in his mouth.
Can't,
and that is toothpaste, because he's got very nice teeth.
See you on Friday.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.